Perez, Drescher, on the gate.
Welcome to On the Gate Podcast. Derek Drescher, Gio Perez, Poppy Choppy Cheese, Poppy Fumar. How you doing today, buddy?
I'm doing great, man. Had a long 2 days. Don't got my car again, so.
Oh, your car broke down again.
No, it broke down that night. And I still haven't got it fixed because I had to find the parts for it. And none of the stores had it. Fucking the dealership had to order it for me. So I got to wait till Saturday.
Pop, you have the worst fucking luck with automobiles.
Yeah. Dude, right? Like, I was 15 minutes from a show in Huntington. And my car just overheated.
Right.
And I just had to stay on the southern state. So, no, it was hard for me to get picked up from there because they would have to fucking go all the way down to come back up. So I had to walk off. It took me like 25 minutes.
The southern state is the name of the highway?
Yeah.
That's wild.
It's in Long Island. It's like you have the LIE and then you have the northern state, then you have the southern state.
Sounds racist. Sounds racist. Southern, northern. Southern state.
Yeah. That's why I usually try to take the northern state, but, you know. But the LIE is my main choice.
Two absolutely hilarious guests today. We have a great show lined up. Ethan Mead, everybody.
Hey, everybody. How we doing? Thanks so much for having me.
And then our boy Johnny Salami is in the building.
What's up with my boys, dude?
How you doing, buddy?
Real bad man.
Yeah. Ethan Mead.
We don't have applause sound effects, so yeah, that was the closest.
A little accent for you.
I want us to have chimpanzees. That's what I want.
I don't know. I don't like where you're going with this.
I mean,
we have certain guests on, is that what
just whenever, instead of an applause, just fucking chimpanzees going bananas. Oh, that's what I want.
You get orgasms. You get orgasms.
Yeah, hot girls coming. That's way better.
You know, you guys know that doesn't
just have Kendrick Lamar going. Yeah.
I like both of you guys a lot. Have either one of you ever made a woman come?
I think I have the evidence. And I've done it more times than him, which is actually crazy.
Yeah. We
made
each other.
No, I've made it.
Too.
Yeah, that's true. Mm-hmm.
Mentally. Johnny, what did you just say?
Dude, Ethan is, you're like you're half gay. We've done
we're just getting right into it, yeah.
About he's like, nah, he's like, I'm 63% gay.
Yeah. Dude, we did some like coffee shop like date thing.
Oh, dude, I saw him. Mm-hmm. You're both hilarious.
Did I play as gay in that? Did you think I came
Well, by the end of it, we were in love, dude.
That is true.
Who, you and that chick?
We broke
no, me and Ethan.
Oh, you guys. Yeah. Is that the first time you guys met each other?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought you guys known each other for
you
a while.
You did my show. You did my show before that.
Yeah, we didn't.
You did well on my show.
We didn't like meet. We didn't meet though, dude. We didn't have like a heart to heart.
Yeah, you're right. We did soul bonds.
I don't even think you said hi to me.
You know, Johnny, how old are you?
20, dude. It's my birthday.
Today's your birthday?
Saturday. Awesome. April 20th,
dude.
Just
like acting like a chick.
Oh,
dude.
You know who else? Yeah.
Birthday week, dude.
You know who else has a birthday on April 20th? My
Hitler?
Father.
I was going to say good.
Oh, Jesus, that's bad company to be in, buddy.
Bro, Hitler?
Yeah, no, who said Hitler? You said Hitler?
Yeah.
That's not cool, dude.
It is his birthday.
It's April 20th also?
April 20th, yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And your dad is also born on April 20th?
420.
Yeah. Welcome back,
dude.
Adolf Hitler.
Yeah.
It's Gio's father.
It is my father.
Yeah.
Dude, you're on a one-way fucking ticket to either working in a school or killing a bunch of Jews. So.
I mean, I've already done both of those.
I will say this. Out of all the young people I've met in the last few years, I liked Johnny. I liked him off the bat.
Fuck.
Yeah, I did. I liked Johnny off the bat because his vibe is just chill. And I looked at him, I'm like, this kid definitely like used to like kill kittens when he was young.
And that's what you look for in a vibe.
I'm not going to hold you, though. When I heard, because he told me about you, he's like, Johnny Salami. When I heard that, I pictured like the most guinea person ever. Like, like you raided sandwiches from around New York. Like, that's what I pictured. And then when I saw you, I was like, oh, this guy's not what I expected.
Yeah, there is a dude named Johnny Salami who lives in New Jersey, I guess.
Is he a beef with
he
you?
He is a guinea, dude. He's a hardcore. I think he owns a deli. But he also does comedy, I guess.
Has he sent you a cease and desist?
I think he passed away or something, dude. He's got a way, dude.
Huh, old guy. Yeah, old guy. He passed away. You, you know anything about that?
Not that I can say on here.
Well, I liked Johnny a lot when I met him. And Ethan.
Yeah.
And this has nothing to do with you. It has more to do with me. Mm-hmm. I did not like Ethan when I met him. As in with most young people I meet, I don't like them. Like, as soon as they're like, yeah, I'm like 24. I'm like, dude, get away from me. You know what I mean? But I remember what happened now. I don't know if you remember this day. Fucking, we're at the comedy shop on Bleecker where you and I assaulted that man that one time.
He killed. You couldn't follow him. Derek hates people he can't follow.
That's so untrue.
That's his problem. I'm like, yo, why don't you like this person? Oh, you fucking crushed. Doing all crowd work. Fuck that, man.
That is untrue. That is
yeah.
No, but you were, it was, Espy was fucking running the mic. Ethan's up. And what, you guys just got into some kind of argument.
You
what did you do?
At the shop?
Yeah.
I'm trying to, because that was the second time that we had an argument.
Yeah.
Me and
Wait,
Espy.
You, oh, I thought you two guys. I was like, geez.
No. I just needed to go up to work on something. I was there for business.
What was the first time she got really mad at me? I remember the second time.
Well, you used to make people mad quite a bit, right?
I think it's just because I'm a dickhead. I really don't, I think I just don't read social cues well. The night before that, Mike, there's a whole backstory. I went to somebody's bringer at, I think, the Comedy Strip. And there was somebody else there who was, like, kicking me under the table. And I was like, well,
Literally
kicking me, yeah. And I think it was semi-flirtatious or something. They're just, like, rubbing my leg.
Was it a dude or a chick?
It was they are now a chick. Recently debuted chick. At the time, biologically male. Got real quiet, not a lot of backup on this. That's okay.
I'm trying to picture who it is. I'm trying to think who it is.
I'm extremely uncomfortable.
This is my first
right
experience
now,
but... talking shit.
Anyway, you don't have to talk shit.
Yeah, all right. Anyway, something we got into an altercation.
I think you made a rape joke.
No, here's what happened. Here's what happened. I would never do that. Rape is not fucking cool.
Rape is, as Jorge calls it now, real accurate performance exercise. A wonderful idea. But continue, Ethan.
Yeah, I got into an altercation with this person. I went up at the mic at the shop the next day. They kind of like sub-tweeted me in person, just like talking about me. Mm-hmm. They were like, when some bald, fat, white man thinks that you're flirting
some
with him.
Some 25-year-old who looks 50.
Yeah, who lives with his parents and has a security gig. Just like not looking me in the eyes.
Right.
And just dogs on me. Espy's loving it. The two of them are tight.
Yeah.
And then it's my turn to
go. Oh, I know who it is.
Yep. Figured it out?
Yeah.
I know too.
Yeah.
I do 3 minutes. I do three pretty good minutes. And then I was like, well, now I think I want to get back at fucking dickhead.
Yeah.
Because they just talk shit to my face.
Yeah.
And then Espy goes, don't talk shit when they're not in the room.
Right.
Which
right,
I don't
right.
know if that's necessarily a rule.
No.
It doesn't feel like it. I feel like that's the best time to talk shit.
Yeah. If you're on stage, say what you got to say.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to be like, hey, can you come back in real quick?
I love Ethan playing fucking career fucking Russian roulette, fucking going at the fucking trans person.
No, not at all. I wasn't even going to say anything. I don't even know what I was going to say.
We support you here.
But dude, you're supported here 100%.
Yeah,
we love you. When I got to work with you, I was like, this kid is all right. I really started liking once I found out you were from Brooklyn.
Thank God.
Yeah, once I found out you were from dude, here, I was like, this guy.
I've been coasting on that for 4 years of comedy now, just barely being from Brooklyn.
Bay Ridge.
Yeah, Bay Ridge, which nobody knows is not a tough neighborhood.
It was at one time.
Yeah, at one time. It's fine. It's better
before
than, like,
before you were born.
Easton, thank you. Yep. Cleaned it up.
Hell yeah,
clean up these streets, dude.
Still a little racist out there. Still a little old school New York.
We got a few.
Johnny, you're from Mass, right?
No, Rhode Island.
Rhode Island. So yeah, we have, this is a podcast with just two ex-cons turned comedians, two junkies turned jokesters. Today we have two gentlemen on that have not been to jail and never been arrested, so it should be a great episode.
But they have
been
junkies.
Caught yet.
They have been
haven't
junkies.
Been caught yet.
You haven't been caught yet?
Not yet, no.
Because what are swift.
What are your favorite illegal activities?
Women can't talk when they're dead.
I mean, I lit a flaming penis once.
You lit a flaming penis?
Yeah, it was like 50, it had to have been 100 feet
you
long.
You mean, you lit a flaming penis, but how can you light a flaming penis?
Exactly.
That means if it's flaming already, that means it's lit.
Listen, you can't come in here and be like, I lit a 100-foot penis on fire. We got to know the details.
No, you lit a penis.
Where did you
fire.
Find this 100-foot penis? Or what did you make it out of?
I had a sleepover.
Okay. Oh, I got you. I got
we
you
slept
saying.
In a tent, snuck out with a gallon of gas, and I drew the dick, dude. It took up the whole road, but it was like two telephone poles.
Oh, you made a fucking cock.
And then, I didn't light it, though. I'm going to be honest. This kid lit it, dude. So he lights it, and we were like, it took him a while, and we were like wondering what he was doing. Dude, he took a shit in the dick. And then,
what, so did he light from the tip or from the balls?
From the balls.
From the balls?
Yeah.
Oh, nice.
Where
did you guys make cum splatter with the gasoline? So, like, when it grew up, it looked like it was shooting at the same time?
No, we weren't that good.
Not yet.
That would have been sick.
What part of the cock did he shit in?
I think it was, like, the right nut. But, dude, it was...
The lucky one.
It was graphic,
dude. It was like Aristotle, Plato, and Socrates right
here. Yeah. Do you have pictures of this?
No, dude.
No, we need a drone,
dude,
right?
Dude, the fire department came and the cops came. They closed down the road. They had a neighborhood watch.
Yo, man. It's just like he's stuck in traffic. What's going on? But we have a flaming cock holding a flag right now.
How old were you when you did that? That is fucking
like 14, 15. Yeah. It was one of my proudest moments, dude.
Just like downtown. Where is this in Rhode Island?
There's only like two main roads where I'm from. Mm-hmm. It was on one of those.
You
main
picked
roads.
One of them. Yeah. Yeah.
You right. fucking shut the town down.
Yeah, dude. It was crazy. Dude, they literally had a neighborhood watch because, like, shit like that doesn't happen ever.
Yeah, yeah.
So all the neighbors were, like, walking around the neighborhood, and we were still in the tent.
Right,
they just
right.
didn't find us.
Yeah.
So
just right. giggling like a bunch of girls.
A flaming yeah. cock.
Well, I started screaming penis when they, when they were, like, walking around the neighborhood, dude.
Penis!
Kids were, like, literally punching me, dude. They were, like,
you're making it hot. Fucking Johnny God. Salami, baby. Yeah. Johnny Sanchicha is what Gio's new name for you.
Johnny Sanchicha.
Sanchicha.
What does that mean?
It's Dominican for sausage.
For salami.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, damn.
We
dude.
Call salami Sanchicha.
Sanchicha.
The Portuguese, they call me João Gagão. I don't know what that means, but I don't know, dude.
I thought that was like a name from Shogun or some shit.
Shogun!
It's a sick fucking one. Name, though.
Shuan Gagang.
Shuan Gagang.
Because Shuan, that's John.
That sounds Zhuang. Chinese.
Shuan is John. I don't know what Gagang means.
Gagang must mean salami.
Yeah. 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 Yeah.
Translate Gagang. Johnny Salami into Mandarin. I want to go on Google Translate.
That'd dude, that's got to be, that's one of the funniest pranks I've ever heard.
Yeah.
Of.
I mean, if you do that after 18, though, you're going to jail, right? Is that arson?
I mean, you could technically get sent to juvie for that, I would imagine. Yeah. But yeah. given you guys, probably your first offense, they probably would have let you go.
Maybe. Yeah.
Like they say in the legal world, you got the right complexion for the right connection.
Yeah, you got the complexion for the connection, my guy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
Was it scorched into the road, the penis, after they put
yeah.
it out?
It was, yeah, the shit lit on fire, too.
I was going to ask what happened to the shit. Yeah.
Are you really trying to fucking?
I really want to know how you say Johnny Salami.
Have Jorge or Natalie fucking work on that.
It's oh, not you... that. I looked it up.
Yeah.
Here, you want to hear it? Put my sound on.
Wing Wong Jing Dong.
João Salami.
That's it?
Yeah. What language did you want? That's Portuguese.
Oh, no, Mandarin.
No, Mandarin Chinese.
Mandarin, yeah.
Hold on.
João.
You have to go by this, though, at least for one show.
Just get it tatted on my back.
Chinese characters.
Johnny Salami.
It's like eagle wings.
Yeah. Or you just tell people it's Johnny Salami, but it's really
eagle
like
eagle wings
low
with
main.
The Chinese
like,
characters, yeah. right?
Are you guys ready? Let's hear this.
Yuhan Salami.
he ha salami.
That's
perfect.
Yeah. I love when words in Chinese are just English words in a Chinese accent. Mm-hmm. That's great.
Did I say this to you, Ethan? Your last name is Mead.
Yes.
They say the N-word.
Huh?
They say
that's,
the N-word.
Oh yeah, that's their huh?
Yeah, that's their huh. Yeah.
Your last name Mead is a alcoholic medieval beverage.
Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Have you ever had Mead?
No. It was in the medieval times. It
no, you
alive.
Can still get mead.
For real?
Yeah. It's not a masculine drink, but yeah, you
it's
can still
yet.
Get mead.
Oh,
yeah.
It's not a masculine drink.
Not anymore.
It's like a sweet wine almost.
Really?
Like yeah. It's like fake Viking guys, mm-hmm. like fat ass guys with huge beards and like the flint. Yeah.
Nowadays they'll drink
Nowadays,
it.
Nowadays,
oh,
yeah.
like at a, what do they call them, fucking fairs?
Oh, Ren Fair.
Renaissance Fair.
Yeah.
They still
yeah.
have mead at those?
Oh, yeah.
Which
I
is,
thought it was just like
we're
Bud
involved
Light.
In one of those.
You can buy mead at the liquor store.
Yeah.
Oh.
Things my brother got one.
Go ahead, you.
My brother got one as a
yeah,
gift.
But why would you, dude?
No, wait, I didn't buy it.
Oh,
my
okay.
brother just got it as a gift.
Uh-huh.
And I was like, let me try this. Because I heard a lot about it in Game of Thrones.
Yeah.
So
uh-huh.
like, let me try
they
this.
Love that shit.
Like milk and mead. It's whatever. A. And then I mulled some wine after. I'm like, let me try this.
You
shit.
Mulled?
Yeah.
I don't know you mulled like that.
Oh, dude.
Because all it is just dude, you're boiling the wine.
That's gay. You
I wanted you. To see what the fuck it tasted like.
That is gay, unfortunately.
It I'm is, sorry, but you
yeah,
know.
I know that you're.
Ethan,
listen,
sure
you can't
laugh
be
into
all
the microphone.
Now.
Oh, sorry. Yeah, you called him gay. That was awesome.
Dude, call me Hija Salami.
You yeah. fucking mold wine? That's like some Jorge shit right there.
Dude, I was fucking high and I wanted to try it.
I've done that.
Exactly.
Yeah, you're not
this
helping
is,
Natalie.
This
shut
is,
up.
Tasty, this is my
good.
Point.
The two girls, Natalie
two
and
bitches.
Gio.
We have the AC, the ACLU in there, and Gio fucking, fucking mulling wine.
I did have a big sword on my strapped to me while I was doing it. So
sounds gay too.
Because if I pull out a sword right now and start swinging that at you guys, is that gay?
Yeah.
No, it's not.
Johnny?
If he says no homo, it's not gay.
If I say no Diddy while I'm swinging the sword, yeah. I'm safe.
But dude, yeah, if you're swinging a sword, that's actually kind of sick.
Dude, if you cut someone's head off, it's homosexual activities.
Yeah, no, but getting your head cut off is straight as fuck.
That's gangster. It's not gay if you stab yourself in the stomach first.
Ooh, that's true.
If you stab yourself in the stomach and then cut your guts and then somebody cuts your head off, you're a fucking G. You went out like a man.
Oh, yeah. That's that super samurai comic shit.
You think if you scream no homo and then behead someone, you think that's gay?
Yeah, that is, because you're cutting somebody's head. That's kind of... cutting heads?
Yeah, cutting heads. Oh, dude, you're taking head, dude?
Okay. You took somebody's head off?
Yeah, let me get some head.
If it's from behind. I think it would depend if it's from behind or from the front.
Mm. Oh, yeah, they got to be face up. Yeah.
I know, looking him in his eyes is kind of a sus, too.
Mm. It's a tough situation.
Why do they go from the back first? I guess because the neck, the spine.
I have no fuck. I
think that's why they do I cut don't. Down because like the hardest part to cut is the neck.
Ethan, you play with swords. The swords fucking... just go.
Yeah, you know me.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree with you. The hardest part is the back of the neck. You want to get that first.
Hey, yo.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah.
Me and Ethan are in a short film that takes place during medieval times. Oh, so, yeah. Ethan's character wears like chainmail and a sword and a cape.
I'm actually the alpha character. Yeah, the film. It's pretty cool.
I saw the trailer.
Yeah. Pretty bad.
Was that for like NYU or something?
Yeah, those kids are from NYU.
Shut up.
Shut the fuck up.
That's
shout
gay.
Out Sammy yeah. and that Scotty. Is,
they're fancy sketch. Yeah. It's a short film.
They're expensive.
You
fancy
son
sketch.
Of a B. You yeah. that's you would have been a good monk.
I would have been a great monk.
There he is.
I have the hairline for
we get to go to
I don't know if you guys realize this is not a professional setup.
Mm-mm.
It's very...
We're not professional people.
Yeah.
You talk real good.
I appreciate it.
Yeah, you're really carrying the...
This is the most professional momentum. Podcast I've ever been on, to be
That's
honest.
That's true.
Now, yours is pretty professional.
No, it's in a corner, dude, with like two fucking, you know, lounge chairs.
You do everything yourself? Do you have like an engineer or are you just there by...
No,
he does it himself.
He's got a lot of cool signs in the back that say like, wake me when it's weed o'clock.
Yeah.
You got a lot of awesome stuff in the background.
Yeah, a lot of gay shit, dude.
Yeah, that's gayer than mulling wine right
now.
Dude. Yeah.
Would you guys ever do like reenactments? You think that's gay?
Reenactments of what?
Like the
Civil War?
Battles.
Yeah, I'd do it if the South could win.
Yeah,
fan fiction.
I'd do it if I could be in the evil of access.
The axis of evil.
That's the axis. What did I call it?
The evil of access.
The evil axis. Mm-hmm. The axis of evil. There. Dude, I did that. I'm doing that, bro. I think I have
it's
a tumor.
In your
I
got
a tumor.
Someone evil access.
Yeah, axis of
that's
evil.
That's what it. That's what it is. Yeah.
Thanks for letting me know, man.
Pissing me the fuck axis. Off today. You're actually bothering me.
What are you doing?
20 minutes late.
I didn't know that was anal, dude.
Yeah. Anal evil access is getting fucked in your ass. You're someone evil access.
Oh, is it for real?
Oh, yeah. You're having access to your evil hole. Mm-hmm.
Oh, because it is against
thank you, Gio.
Certain
yeah.
access.
Yeah, access. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So are you into reenactments? Is that a thing you do? Are you thinking about it?
No, I'm not smart enough, dude. You got to train for those things.
You got to practice.
There's like there's practices and stuff.
You got to know stuff.
I would just start swinging, dude.
Yeah.
You know?
You just start shooting muskets off.
Yeah.
Should bring like an AK-47.
He's like, dude, the bat, the bat,
the Civil War
the bayonet's supposed to be plastic, Johnny. Mm-hmm. He's like, oh, sorry, dude.
Yeah,
sorry.
Oh,
hey there, responsible adults over the age of 21, living in the States where Delta 8 is legal. Do you want to get high, Derek?
Mm. So high.
Oh, dude, really high.
Yeah,
really, really high. Well. Now there's the time when you go to YoDelta.com where you can stock up on high-quality lab Delta 8. I actually smoke. I'm going to go look in that cupboard over there to see if they got some of those Delta 8 joints
mm-hmm.
because those are really good.
Yes.
Like if you don't got weed, you know, you smoke one of those
I
joints.
I ate the gummies. I thought they were candy. I just ate all of them.
They're great.
I went to a whole nother planet.
They feel great. I could smoke a joint. It doesn't get me too high. I could still function, but you get the feeling.
Right.
You get the body high of it.
And it's not narcotics. It's synthetic, so it's okay.
If you're on parole, probation, if you're on papers, you will pass a drug test.
Absolutely. And just make sure you're over the age of 21 and you live in the right state where it's legal. Yes. Go to YoDelta.com and stock up on Delta 8. Right?
What is Delta 8?
It's found in hemp. It can be legally shipped to various states with the children that they're also bringing over from these other countries. At YoDelta.com, you can find a mix of gummies, vapes, for all your getting stone needs. I can tell you that Delta 8 works and that these products should be taken responsibly and seriously.
I take them responsibly.
Yes.
I take them responsibly.
Yes. So once more, that's YoDelta.com. The official Delta 8 sponsor of the Gas Digital Network. If you use promo code GAS, you're going to get 25% off. That's crazy. What's more?
That's great.
That's promo code GAS, 25% off.
I pay like $100 an ounce right now. Mm-hmm. If somebody was like, hey, I'll give you this ounce for $75, I'm jumping on that immediately.
Right.
That's my next purchase. Yep. 25% off. You can't beat that using promo code GAS.
That's right. Yo Delta, home of the Delta hate that will get you super high. Dude, if Johnny like went on a killing spree and I just so happened to be the judge, like after I got to see him, I would let him go.
Yeah.
I'd be like, this guy, he's a good guy. He's of no threat. Those people probably deserve to die.
At least a mental institution. At least that. Yeah, like the minimum.
Shutter Island or some shit.
Maybe community service.
Yeah.
Just let him hang.
Probation.
Something chills.
I'd order him to get a beer with me so we could just chop it up afterwards.
I mean, that's what they were doing with like fucking, you see that new... the serial killer shit on the limited series, like Mindhunter or whatever.
Oh, yeah, yeah, I watched that. I loved it. They canceled. It was a good show.
Yeah. That was so good, man. Yeah.
You should have played one of the serial killers.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I feel like I could have, like, sat down and talked to him a little bit.
What would be a calling card?
Probably just tits.
Would you cut the tits off?
Or would you keep them?
Yeah, what would be your
Would you cut them off and keep them?
Like, some of them were chopping tits off already, so I would want my own, like, signature move.
You should sew more tits on.
Oh, that would be wild.
And I just write hell yeah.
So yeah, you'd kill one, take the tits, and then the next one they'd be looking for, be like, all right, he's gonna kill another one, sew extra tits on her, and that's how.
Yeah, like a trait, like you pass on the titty.
Yeah, yeah.
Like a what's
you
that?
You put them right here on their stomach.
Along. So you kill one girl, you take her titties, then you kill the second.
Well, this isn't gonna help
put
us.
The first
algorithm.
Girl's titties on the second girl, exactly. And then you keep going.
Yep.
So it's like every time they find the body of the next girl, they find the titties of the last girl and be like, they call me the paradox killer.
Jeez. I think I wouldn't want to kill anyone, dude, but I would, that would be hilarious to chop off like a double D and sew it to someone's like head.
Ah, like a titty head.
So they just wake up with a tit on their head, dude.
Aww.
Yeah,
and they're trying to figure out who's doing it.
And you put it, so they don't even, you put them to sleep while they're already sleeping.
They're unconscious.
Sure they wake up, titty.
Double D on the head, bro.
Yeah.
I don't think you can follow up the burning cock, but that's the second best prank I've ever heard.
How would you put it? Would you put it like on top or would you put them like on the side, like ears?
I think I would mix it up, dude.
I'd put it on the back of the head like a yarmulke.
Do some like just fly on the back. If you did it on the back, it would be
like a titty mullet. Like nice titty mullet.
A titty yarmulke is hilarious.
Slicks it back.
That's actually not a bad idea. You should make yarmulkes that have like a tit on it.
Dude, I would do.
What's up, sharks?
I would do titties on the back of my head because like, then you could just lay down and you have like a natural cushion, like a titty pillow. That'd be dope. You won't need a neck pillow on an airplane. You just sleep on your titties.
It would be sick just to look like the Avatar too, dude.
Which one?
Just have like a tit on the back so you look like the Avatar, dude.
Which Avatar?
Which Avatar?
You talking about the blue one or the kid with the arrow on his head?
Yeah.
Because neither of those
Airbender?
Make any fucking sense.
Oh, Avatar, the Last Airbender.
Yeah.
Okay.
He's an arrow on the front of his head.
Yeah. Well, I was
You're
like
talking about
titty?
A tit on the back.
I don't know what I'm thinking about.
Kind of the dark.
No, you know what I'm thinking about is Mortal Kombat, dude. There was a character that had like a fucking flap on the back of their head.
Mm.
I think it was a chick, too.
Really?
Talking about hair? What the?
She was like a dragon, right?
Yeah.
I think she was a lesbian.
You remember Total Recall? The girl with three titties?
Oh, yeah, dude.
Oh, yeah.
You remember? Johnny. Have you seen Total Recall? Was it in the new one? Did they have the three titties in the new Total Recall?
I didn't watch the new one yet.
Me neither.
I don't know. But this is what I think we should do.
They should have had four titties.
Since you already set a cock on fire.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Right? And titties are your new thing. You're more into titties now. When you were younger, you were into cocks. Now you're into titties.
I'm still into cocks.
You became a man.
Yeah.
I feel like we should set some titties on fire.
Yeah.
In the street, but I'll get somebody with a drone. So
like bra burning, but the bra's on the girl.
Yes.
Yeah.
No. We're gonna draw titties with gasoline.
And then we just tell her to yell out Free Palestine where titties are on fire.
Dude, set up
You think
we draw
road
titties
or...
and put Free Palestine? That's hilarious.
You think on the road or in like
we should
an open
do it in
field?
Your neighborhood?
I think we should do it in an open
I
field.
I think we should do it in Times Square.
Yeah, dude, I was going to say Times Square.
If we start a forest,
you should
fire,
do the other main road.
A forest
in your fire. Dude, I started a little fire in the woods. Me and my cousin.
Dude, that's the kind of crime I'm willing to get back into.
Arson,
yeah. Shit like that.
Nah, arson. Yeah. We'd get time for arson. Bro.
They would charge us with arson, but it wouldn't stick. It would burn.
It would
come up to property destruction, destruction of property, and some other disturbing the peace, some other horse shit, theft of services for getting the cops called out there and people haven't put it out. But arson, I think, is when you're really trying to do damage to
the place. Yeah, especially if there's like a scam behind it, like an insurance fraud.
So you want to do an open field?
Yeah, no houses around, but we got to get the drone shot.
Now I will say this:
a drone.
I am a proud Jew.
Anybody?
It would be hilarious. I know people with drones. It would be hilarious to do it in front of a synagogue.
Oh, I thought you were going to be like, do a swastika.
Two titties, free. No, what?
Mm-hmm. You put like a little swastika in the corner. just like a
little. Yeah. Oh, by the way.
By the way.
Also.
Free Palestine and then a swastika. Right? Yeah. A little swastika right at the bottom. Just like.
All right.
Would that be funny, Derek? Would that be good for you?
I mean... Nope. I couldn't partake in the swastika.
Yeah, because you are Jewish. That would be super confusing.
Yeah.
On the news.
I can't be a self-hating Jew.
I hate it.
A Jewish man arrested.
for lighting swastikas in front of us.
This will probably, if they ever get hold of this, I'll never be able to get into Israel again. But that's fine. I think I saw it all the first time.
How would they ever get a hold of this? It's not like they control the media or anything.
Is it cheap to go out there right now?
Israel?
Yeah. Are the tickets down? I'm thinking about visiting right now. I feel like this is
the Disneyland. You don't get tickets to
Israel. Hey, Natalie, can you look up how much a ticket to Israel will be 2 months from now?
Wait, do you need like a promo code? Like when you go see Chappelle at the stand? Like, use promo code.
It's like Six Flags where you bring a can of Coke and it's half off.
What would a Jewish promo code be?
But instead of a can of Coke, I'd bring a pastrami sandwich from Cat's Deli.
What do you think a good Jew promo code would be?
Yeah, I don't feel like they would do a promo code.
You know what? You're fucking absolutely right. Right fucking answer right there.
Nah, they would.
Right answer.
No. They would.
It's pretty fucking anti-Semitic to ask for a discount.
You use the numbers.
Good call, Ethan. Good call.
I think you type in the numbers tattooed on your forearm. And that's your discount code right there.
Gio Perez, ladies and gentlemen. Can I get some chimps screaming?
Yeah, I'll get it for next time. It's like $800.
That's really... Oh.
That's the closest thing we got to a chimp.
Yeah,
that was Natalie.
It was a black guy laughing. Yeah.
That's beautiful. Beautiful laugh.
$800, not bad. That's not a bad.
$800 round trip.
Round trip or is it one way?
Why would you want to come back?
Round trip.
800. Wow, yeah, yeah. That's
800 cheap. To $1,000.
That's like going to DR.
That is fucking crazy.
You went Birthright, Derek?
I went on adult Birthright.
Oh yeah,
I was in juvie during regular
before
Birthright.
the big war.
He went on Puerto Rican Birthright, which was jail.
Yeah,
I should use that in my set.
There you go.
What is it like over there, dude?
Israel?
Yeah,
it was. I had a blast.
Really?
Yeah, I was just like having sex with chicks and
fuck. For real?
Yeah.
Were you with all adults or?
Yeah, so. Call me a rapist, dude. No,
pedophile. Tell me with this.
So when I went, it was.
I just realized most of these drops, I picked all these drops. Some of them are terrible.
Oh, yeah.
Like, we can't
a lot of them are like the same thing.
We have a bunch of gay ones.
If Johnny got arrested for the flaming cock and he went to jail and his friends, people were asking his friends about him, they were like,
he was the best guy around.
He's just drawing cock. So when I went, it was, I didn't have to stay with other people, but we did certain things together. Like we went to that fucking, the sea, I forget, the one that you can float in.
The Dead Sea.
The Dead Sea. Mm-hmm. The Dead Sea, we went to... that fucking castle where all those Jews died in the desert.
Auschwitz?
No. Fucking Auschwitz.
So like a castle.
We did that stuff, but other than that, I was just rolling around, fucking checking stuff out. I was there for like 10
just
days.
Just rolling in pussy, dude?
Dude, yeah, yeah. There was this Greek Jew girl that she took a liking to me. Mm. It was so weird because I went there. She worked at this like restaurant. It was called Kalamata. So there's all kinds of Jews there. You got Ethiopian Jews, Russian Jews, Greek Jews, all these different kind of Jews. So I'd go there, and I'd order some Turkish coffee, and I would just look at the Mediterranean. This is super gay. And I'd smoke cigarettes. Anytime I'm on vacation, I like smoke cigarettes. Yeah.
Did you mull wine while you were out there?
No.
You faggot?
But she comes up to me, and she just goes, she's smoking too, and she goes, "You look like you have an interesting history." And I was like, sister.
Is that when you found out she worked for the Mossad? I searched you while you were sleeping.
I was like, sister, you have no idea. Whoa, so yeah, we were having sex the whole
time. That girl was just 8 years old.
We had sex the whole time. I was out there. But other than that, it was cool. There were bombs going off, like over by Gaza and shit like that, but nothing serious.
Yeah, well, nobody's perfect.
Yeah.
Did the girl shave over there and is full bush?
No, she was shaved.
Really?
Yeah. Sorry. You like a full bush, I take it.
Sorry, buddy.
I just feel like that would be sick, you know, if they're Jewish. Like,
Colombian women don't shave their shit. I fucked with two different Colombian women. Both of them had bushes.
Damn, dude.
Kind of the anti-Brazilian.
How do you feel about bushes?
That's a great question, Derek. Yeah. I like them.
No, I've heard that you
as
get...
As I got older, I stopped minding.
You get quite a bit of puss, from what I'm understanding. I've been told.
Yeah. He said the last time he got pussy was like 3 weeks ago, dude. And he was acting like it was a long time.
I was pissed off, yeah. Dude, I'm like bipolar with having sex.
What do you mean?
Where I'm like, I'm Shaolin. I don't need this shit anymore. I'm fully Wu-Tang now. And then it'll be 2 weeks later, I'm like, I'm a fucking virgin and I'm gay.
Right.
And if I don't get laid tomorrow, I'm going to kill myself.
Right. It's and you've had, one of your friends was giving me your hit list, and you got some good ones.
I do okay.
Yeah.
I really do okay.
He's got one that you and I were talking about yesterday.
I wish I had better memory.
Yeah.
Oh, you kiss and tell, dude?
Do I kiss and tell? I'm not going to name names.
You just said you got a hit list, bro.
No, don't name names.
That he has a hit list, like people know on the street.
Yeah, you guys need to know anything?
Well, you got to realize comics fucking talk.
Everybody talks, dude.
Yeah, no shit.
It's not just comics. Everybody talks everywhere.
Yeah. If you fuck a coworker at work, people find out.
Yeah, right.
It's the same.
I was in a play recently. I was mentioned in a play.
Whoa.
A girl.
Oh, you were to spec. I thought you said you were in a play.
No. I was my character.
It's beautiful nigga shit. I have to say.
No, that was
my bad.
You were supposed to hit.
Yeah, there we go.
I wasn't in a play. Didn't I act in a play?
Oh, you were watching a play.
A woman wrote a play about her life, and I was heavily featured and referenced. Because I left such an enduring mark.
Oh, I know exactly who this is.
You actually don't, but that sucks that you think you do.
I
promise you don't.
Is your nickname Ethan Meat? He's got
Gio's
that. Ethan's
boy.
Got that meat.
Gio is my boy.
That's actually not bad. Johnny Salami and Ethan Meat.
No, but you look like you got a hog on.
Protein Kings of Comedy over here.
Yeah.
I'm going to go have sex.
You packing heat down there?
I do okay.
No, all right.
That's really all I got. That's my plead the fifth. I do all right. Yeah. I accidentally said that to my aunt the other day, actually.
Ladies and gentlemen, there's only one place and only one website where you can get a kilo for $60, and that is at yokratom.com. That's right. That's an unattainable number. That's that you never hear $60 for a kilo. That's 1,000 grams. When you smoke a blunt, the most you could really put in that is like a gram or two. So just imagine 1,000 blunts of kratom. And you get that just for $60.
I mean, and people have been trying to like figure this out for years. Entrepreneurs, scientists, academics.
Nobody.
Louis J. Gomez himself tried.
How
all
did they
tried
do
to solve the $60 kilo problem, and YoKratom.com figured it out. And
they
now, thanks to
out.
Their sheer brilliance, you can get a kilo of Kratom for just 60 bones.
You know how they figured it out?
How?
They were on Kratom.
Mm.
And it came to them.
Yep.
Kratom.
No one else is going to solve it. They're the ones who solved it. Find out for yourself and get yourself a $60 kilo. Let's go. YoKratom.com, home of the $60 kilo. There is no promo code for Kratom. $60 is cheap enough, you fucking Jews.
What do you need a discount on $60 for? What's going on? Even I can afford that right now. And I can't even afford the train.
That's right. Get out there, suck some cocks, sell some booty hole, get yourself a $60 kilo. YoKratom.com. Jorge, a lot of people don't know this at home, or maybe they do know.
Jorge has an incher.
I'm not on Reddit, but Jorge is upset at me.
Hmm.
And I don't know why I love him. I love him, and I don't know why he would be upset at me. I support him in all his endeavors. He had a great idea here, okay? And it's called Jorge's Improv Idea, Prison Rape, Real Accurate Performance Exercise. Jorge, Could you get on the mic and just explain this a little bit to us, please? Because I love it. I don't know what it is exactly, but I love it.
We should make shirts, you know, like the Dare shirts.
And have it say, There's our motherfucking merch right there.
We got that, yeah. And then the OTG.
Will we go to jail for that?
No, but we get a lot of hate.
Yeah.
I get stares when I wear this.
We might make fucking millions of dollars.
Because people see the word skank and they get turned off right away. Like,
pretty sure that's been Real Ass Podcast merch before.
Rape?
Yeah. With the Dare logo.
Really?
But was it, did they have rape though?
It may have just said rap in the Dare. Listen, logo.
So there was no E. So there was no E.
Yeah.
No, because you can't sell that.
Why
yes,
not?
Yes, why not?
No one's going to buy it.
Why not R.A.P.E.?
You'd be surprised.
What do they call that?
Well, I'm
going to
get my brother.
An acronym.
Acronym.
Get Frank on it. We'll have the merch ready for Skankfest.
You guys, the trailer dropped for Skankfest. Featuring the comic that they announced.
All right, we'll cut this part out.
Yeah, it's fucking live.
We can talk about it on the next one.
It's fucking live. This fucking asshole. Jesus Christ.
So why were you mad at him? What was it? I feel like we got off track. We can't do it?
No. We can talk.
Now we have to have a meeting. Now we have to have a meeting. No, so explain this to me, Jorge. We did not get in Skankfest.
Yeah, we did not get in, but we're also not out of Skankfest. That's all I would say.
Thanks for fucking...
So how about this game?
Yeah, let's do the game.
Jorge will never be... He's not allowed to touch a microphone ever again. He's actually... After he explains what this is, you're suspended.
Yeah, you set me up by mentioning that trailer, yeah. Jorge.
Go ahead, buddy. Explain this.
Just being a good producer.
Yeah.
Thank you. Derek believes that he's an actor, and all of you guys are being featured in sketches, short films. So I figured you guys should get some practice in on the pod, you know, and really showcase your abilities, maybe put some stuff into the reels. And so you two are both prison experts as reformed, you know, junkie jailbirds. And I figure if we have two people who aren't really well-versed in the happenings of prison, you guys can sort of help steer any sort of improv role play into the right direction.
Okay. So, actually, I like this a lot. So we can make
them So we're taking them on our under our wings.
Yeah.
So we're showing you the ropes.
All right. So yeah, that's what we're doing.
And we're gonna tie you up.
Gio and I are taking you under our wing. You just got into prison.
You guys are gonna fuck us?
Well, we'll see how it plays out.
Listen, we'll see how it plays out. We got a lot of time on our hands. You know what I mean? There's no reason to rush.
What are we in for? What are we
do? We don't. Let's really do improv.
We'll find out.
Let's do it. Let's see.
I love improv.
Yo, what's up, boys?
What's going on?
How you doing? I'm Derek. This is Gio.
Oh yeah,
it's good, boys.
Hey guys.
You guys just get in.
Yeah,
yeah.
Just got in.
Where are you guys from?
From fucking. I don't know where I'm from.
You don't know where you're from?
No.
You trying to be cute with me, bro?
No, I started.
You're a big dude, bro. Do you know how to fight? You know how to handle yourself?
I can't remember.
When was the last time you was in a fight?
I was trying to play it like.
No, dude. Keep playing.
When was the last time?
We're gonna lean into this homosexual activity.
I'm trying to see what you know. I'm trying to figure out what can you do with these dick beaters. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I can slap a dick around. Why you guys laughing, dude? The fuck?
That's cute. I like a funny girl.
Yeah.
I mean, man. Sorry.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Yeah. And what about your boy over here? What's your name?
What's up? I'm Ethan.
Hey, Ethan.
Hey.
How you doing? Where are you from?
I'm from the South Side.
South Side of Chicago. You from the South Side of Calabasas? Where are you from?
No, sir. Yeah. No, sir. Thank you for asking, though. No, I'm from South Side of Chicago.
Okay. South Side of Chicago.
Yeah. Right. That's a rough city, man.
Chirac. You got any tattoos?
You gangster disciple?
What's that tattoo on your arm?
Yeah.
What's that about?
I was in the Rosebud gang.
The Rosebud Barkers?
Yeah.
Well, we call a booty hole a Rosebud Baker out here. You know what I mean?
I wouldn't know nothing about that. Yeah. No, sir.
You want to show us your other Rosebud?
Yeah, let me see your Rosebud.
Yeah.
I don't got it on me right now.
Is
thank
it
you
pink
for
like these lights?
I could go... So, no, sir. Jet black.
Jet black.
Jet black.
It's about to be jet black.
Neck rock. Yeah. No, please. I'm begging you.
Yeah. You. What you guys do to get in here? What you did?
A little dick on fire.
Yeah, and I shit in it.
Was the dick hard or soft when you lit it?
Kind of fucking question.
It was soft when I lit it. It was hard.
When it was on fire?
Oh, yeah. Going.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. What you know about that?
Pretty boy. I just want to know if you could light my dick on fire right now.
Oh. Yeah, we like dicks on fire here.
Yeah.
Not me.
I'll jerk both of you off.
Don't play with him. He will.
Yeah.
We don't got gasoline, so we're going to need your saliva. Mm. We're going to light that on fire.
Is that a promise?
Yeah, you guys like to suck cock?
Do we like to suck cock?
So what's up? Y'all got family sending y'all money?
No.
Let me see your pink slips. Let me see those pink slips.
Okay.
Let me see your property slips.
This is my pink slip.
This fucking white boy got 17 cents in his fucking property. What the fuck?
He ain't worth nothing to us.
Let's see this guy. Let me see your pink slips. Yeah.
I can't do this anymore.
What are you talking about?
Oh,
whoa.
Bro.
What's he got?
Fucking $500.
Mm.
Yeah.
I'm going to need you to buy me some soap.
Yeah. Let's get rid of this one.
What type of soap?
All right, listen, I'm going to need some ramen noodles.
I like Irish Spring.
Really?
Yeah. What kind of soap do you use?
Same.
Yeah.
Irish Spring.
Maybe we could just share a bar.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I kind of like you.
I think I'm going to need you to give me a bath.
I like your features.
Kind of like you guys, too.
Yeah, nice soft features.
Let me see your hands. Let me see how big your hands are. Damn, you're gonna make my dick look small, man. I don't like you.
I don't like it.
That is prison rape improv, everybody. Real accurate performance exercise. We're gonna continue to do that. We are 110% gonna continue to do that. Great idea, Jorge.
But when we continue to do it, can you not say the actual word, the R word?
Why?
For YouTube.
Oh, okay.
So wait, this is what I don't understand.
Oh, no, that's perfect. That's perfect, because we could come up with a nickname.
I'm not upset at that. That's why
I did the acronym, so that way it's the same thing, but you don't have to say the word.
What would be a cute nickname for rape? Sorry. For
Wape?
Wape. W-A-P-E?
like a toddler?
Uh-oh. Uh-oh, I got wiped.
I'm going to take your booty.
What are you doing at the bus stop, Timmy? I'm just waiting to get raped.
Waskily Wabbit.
I was waped by a Waskily Wabbit on Wednesday.
I got waped by a bald hunter. Oh, no. You're waping me.
We'll be waping you, waping you, waping you.
Oh, dude, that's a good drop right
there. Yeah, yep.
Waping you records.
Ethan Mead. We're going to use that.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Wape. Oh yeah. You want to get into some?
I feel like
story?
You two are still gonna have a problem with that with wape.
Wape.
I mean, they could have a problem. At this point, I don't give a fuck anymore.
Oh, sorry. Another idea for the merch. You know how they have bape, bathing ape, raping ape.
Why would it be bathing rape?
Bathing
because it's in jail. It's in the shower.
Waping ape.
So bathing rape would be like the merch is.
I'm gonna lose my fucking job.
It's the bape logo, and then like you're giving me like you're scrubbing me down in the shower.
Yeah.
And then I
just a sudsed up Gio.
I mean, this is the thing, especially on a podcast where both of the hosts have been incarcerated. I mean, these are things
for wape. No, I'm joking.
No,
yeah,
no sexual offenses.
But these are the things that, I mean, I haven't been privy to it exactly, but it's happened. It's happened in places I've been, and it's happened to people I've met before.
Does that piss you off?
Wape. I'm sorry. You want to roll? I got a question.
No, go ahead.
If you, is it true what they say about jail? Like, you get a guy and there's like a child molester, you just beat the brakes off
him?
Yeah. I've seen those. Even before it got to the jail. Because once they get to the jail, they get put in protective custody.
I've been.
But in the courts, they're open game, and those sheriff deputies will throw their paperwork into the cell before they get there, and then they'll look at it and be like, 7-year-old, 9-year-old.
Mm-hmm. I've taken place.
Yo, what's your name?
That's how it goes.
And then once they find out who it is, they're like, yo, and the guards just disappear, and they'll take them out, but they'll wait for them to get fucked up.
Uh-huh.
I've taken part in
justice. I've been at three, participated in two.
Mm-hmm.
The one I didn't participate because the guy was Hispanic, so I'm like, God.
That's smart.
Hold on. You're like, oh, he's Dominican.
No, he was like Salvadorian. And then he's
That guy, he's Hispanic first, pedophile second.
I was just translating for the ass whooping.
I was thinking,
like, yo, tell him we about to fuck him up right now. I'm like,
I was thinking,
te van a matar. Prepárate, amigo.
Yeah, prepare yourself for this ass whooping. Yeah. But also, El Salvadorians have...
He said,
Okay, so that means. And, so that means. Yeah. Stop raping me.
Yeah. Ja, 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 ja. El Salvadorians have huge heads.
Oh, so, I thought you said they have a huge population of molesters.
No, their heads are big.
Which is true. But what I learned being in county.
Are you El Salvadorian?
Yeah. Big 10%.
Fucking noggin there.
Yeah.
Sorry, 10%.
These are my brothers, dude.
Yeah, but cool. it's usually like they're usually in there for DUIs,
yeah, and
or
rape.
Sex offenses. Yeah. That's what they're all in there for.
Dude,
I'm like, what you in for?
Spectrum.
Man, I got a DUI.
What type of combinations were you guys thrown?
Yeah.
Oh, we were just punching, kicking. He got stabbed a bunch of times.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You got to RSVP to those, I assume. I feel like a lot of people went in on those.
What do you mean?
The jumping. Like, you got to be like, yeah, I'll be
there. Right place, right time. It's,
what, you have 200 guys kicking the shit out of them?
No, because you really have, like, maybe 15 people in the bullpen.
Yeah, waiting for
court. There's literally, like, short shifts. So it'd be, three or four people.
He's tagging guys in.
And then the guy walks away, and then another guy walks back.
Yeah.
She's a hockey coach. Martinez, you're in.
Just yeah, guy, like, he walks away, eats a sandwich, has a punch, fucking.
They'll leave him alone for a little bit. Because you're there for like almost 10 hours. So they'll leave him alone for a little bit.
Famished. Dude.
And then the guy's just there, nursing his
wound. Bleed out of his face.
And then the guy walks back again and just is like, whap, out of nowhere.
Dude, one of my favorite clips I've ever seen, I saw it on YouTube. There was this judge sentencing this guy that killed a kid, a child. He goes, the judge just goes, you're going to max, pal. He goes, you're going to max. He goes, and when you get there, everyone's going to know.
Your name's going to be Maxine.
And he goes, everyone's going to know. Baby killer.
Damn.
And he goes,
yeah.
I hope it works out for you. Dude. Cool. Now, dude, the guy was like, he was ready to pass out. He was like hyperventilating.
Mm-hmm.
Dude, there was a guy.
There was people like, they were like really getting on the judge about it. Like, you just sentence him. You have no right to say that. It's like, nah, I think he...
Yeah.
And that kind of shit should be said to sway people away from like raping and killing children. You know what I mean? Waping, excuse me.
Yeah, thank you.
Sex offenders do not live good in jail.
No.
Unless you're.
You hear that, Johnny?
Yeah.
Yeah, unless you're big like Johnny Salami and you got a nickname like that.
Mm-hmm. Dude, that would be hilarious though if I like threw a haymaker at like the wrong guy. Just to like really set the tone.
Amazing. Daring the pedophile beatdown?
Yeah. They're like, you're in. I just fucking knock out like some random dude. I feel like that would set the tone though.
What do you guys feel about this new thing that's happened since me and Gio have stopped getting locked up? Is you'll get knocked out in prison. You have beef with somebody, they'll knock you out. Once they knock you out, they'll pull your pants down, spread your butt cheeks, and spit in your butthole.
Spit in your butthole.
Yeah.
They fuck you afterwards?
No.
Or they just spit,
no,
in, your
just
ass?
Spit in your butthole.
Just let you know they could have.
Yeah.
Like a human bidet.
Yeah.
Something like that.
Wow.
Yeah. How do you feel about that? How does it make you feel?
Be fine with that, dude.
What if they had like a lot of sugar that day, like they ate a lot of candy?
Ooh, and it goes like.
Yeah, it's just like a thick. It's just like a thick, slimy loogie.
Ew. I mean, dude, nothing's getting through my ass here. There's no way.
It's just gonna sit on top like an egg.
Yeah,
it's all knotted up. They can't even spread your cheeks.
It's just a nest.
Good luck. Nothing's getting through my ass here.
Yeah, you need a fucking weed whacker, dude.
Uh huh. You'd be doing me a favor. It's the first wash I've had on my asshole.
Yeah,
fucking months.
Ladies and gentlemen, if you had a night out of drinking and having a good time, and you wake up the next morning feeling a little sluggish, Capsulite is the product that you need. It prevents feeling awful the day after drinking. You take it before or during drinking. It's the most potent product on the market right now. I wish I had some Capsulite. Do we have some Capsulite in the studio?
It's doctor formulated.
I'm gonna take some Capsulite tonight because I had a White Claw and I'm gonna feel a little off tomorrow.
This product is completely safe. It's been engineered by doctors in China.
Doctor formulated.
Yes.
And it supports your liver, which is great because my liver is halfway gone. So this is something I need.
And what people don't know is that, you know, the toxic byproduct of alcohol is the cause of symptoms of hangover.
Yes.
Not dehydration, all right? It's portable packet. Yes. You could take it with you to the bar, to the club, or, you know, wherever you go to perform your homosexual activity.
Yes. It won't help you with the apologies you have to make in the morning for having a night out of drinking.
Mm-hmm.
When you got to call everybody to apologize. Like, I'm sorry I said this. I'm sorry I did that.
For the text you sent to your ex.
For the text, you know, I'm sorry I was drunk. Mm-hmm. You know, it doesn't prevent that. but it prevents you from feeling physically like shit.
Yeah, it prevents you from feeling awful the day after drinking.
It's not going to help you from your childhood traumas. Mm. It's not going to save that. You know, even though drinking stopped that for a little bit, Caps Light will not stop that.
Yeah.
But it will stop you from wanting to, you know.
Yeah, the drinking will help with the vape, but not the feelings, right? Mm-hmm. So use code GAS for 30% off at checkout. www.capsulite.com. That's www.capsulite.com.
Pre-game with Capsulite.
All right, let's fucking get into some of these. Jorge and Natalie both did a wonderful job on finding some topics for
you
us
guys
to talk
are the
about
best.
Today. Yes. So we'll hit some of them, and then we'll do some behind the paywall. I want to see this one, closing California women's prison for sexual abuse. Can we get that going? So they're going to close a whole prison due to the sexual abuse that is happening to the inmates, I would imagine, right, Jorge?
This is where equality is bullshit, right? Because you're going to close down a woman's jail because of sexual abuse, but then you keep every other jail open.
Yeah.
And there's massive, we just talked about
it. Like, everything's fine at the men's prison.
You can spit a loogie in a guy's butthole.
Yeah,
But once you touch women, if women want to be treated like equals, they have to take the rapes just like the men do.
Well, dude, I would much rather get a loogie in my asshole than get raped. I'll just go on record and say
Natalie, that. Cheers to that, dude.
Yeah.
Natalie,
if that's the alternative.
Natalie, you've never said anything sexy before. That was probably the sexiest thing you've ever said before.
Natalie, I want you to know, I did not look at that sexually at all.
No, I'm not saying to me, but then last week.
I know a bitch when I see one.
Last week, I was just like, I saw a video of a girl sniffing cum. Natalie's like, send me that.
Wait, what? Natalie, did you really?
I wanted to show it on this show.
Yeah.
I thought we should react to it.
So we should do it on the paywall then. Did you find it?
I haven't found it.
No.
But once I come across it, no pun intended.
Dude, it's on like the deep dark web.
No, it's on X Videos.
Oh, for real?
Sniffing. Oh, like.
It's like the guy came on a table.
Not that X Videos. You mean X like Twitter.
It probably is on Twitter.
No, it probably is on Twitter, but it's on X Videos.
Oh, hilarious. I thought you meant X.
It's just porn.
No. It's on xvideos.com.
How we looking, Jorge? We good? Bring it up.
So the issue is that they had like a massive lawsuit.
The rape club?
First rule of rape club.
First rule of rape club. Never talk about rape.
A bunch of people got sent to prison, including the warden, because of all the rape and shit that was going on.
So this is corrections officers rape. They were sexually abusing the inmates.
Correct.
That's what it was.
And so it was already like overpopulated because it's one of only six women's prisons, like only women, and it's the only one on the West Coast. So it was overfilled, and then all this started happening, and so they just started doing. Once the correction officers and the warden started going to jail, they're like, "We're just going to close it down and ship them off somewhere else."
I like how they'd be like, "But also we have asbestos." But like, yeah.
Now
that's fine if you like, stop doing.
They have asbestos.
Be like their vaginas and their lungs are at risk.
Do they actually have asbestos?
Yeah, you seen it? They're like, and there's also
and asbestos.
Like, yeah, right. And
they're
also,
like, listen.
Also, there's mold.
The cherry on the top is the asbestos. Yeah. That's what we're gonna shut this down for.
I don't know.
I feel like they'll fix that before they fix anything else.
Guys, don't worry. We got rid of the asbestos. Oh, thank God.
We're still working on the waste.
We're opening up on Monday. Grand opening.
Yeah. Isn't that what happened during 9/11?
What?
Yeah, they flew that plane into those buildings.
Yeah, because of asbestos, dude.
That's why. <dude. laughs>
Yo, Jorge turned on his mic so you knew he laughed at that. Yeah, Natalie's laughing too.
Dude, that's actually like a conspiracy theory.
That was all about
asbestos. Fucking let's go. Let's finish.
I mean, that makes sense.
Let's talk about it.
Yeah, what happened?
The dude who owned the building, he
Silverstein,
had like a huge insurance claim.
Yeah.
Wait, so he was working with fucking
world record.
He made billions when the
world record insurance, and he did it like months before, and then like every there were certain businesses that were shutting down and certain like people that were renting rooms there.
Oh, yeah. And part
all
of them,
got
yeah.
up and left. I'm not going to say what type of people they are.
Yeah.
Jews.
Yeah.
And, we know when there's a mass killing coming. I don't know if you've looked at history for the past thousand years.
And then on top of that, they had airline people that were like, there's like, what's that shit when you bet on stocks? Like, oh, this stock's going to drop.
Insider trading.
Yeah. No, not insider trading.
What, shorting?
Short selling?
Not short selling. It's something else.
Trading.
Right? No, you. It's like you're gambling where it's just like right, this stock is gonna drop or grow on this day.
Like
it's
options.
just it's like a bet. I forget what it's called. If you guys could look that up,
it's probably stock. Like futures or options.
Maybe I'm not like smart that. Like that.
Repeat to me what the idea of it is.
So you say like okay, this stock is gonna drop.
Short.
Oh, that is oh,
short. So short trading, right?
Shorting. So it's like you're predicting.
Yeah, like the Big Short. So movie. Like you're predicting. That's what it's about. Yeah.
Oh, I never seen that movie. I've only seen Wolf of Wall Street, so I don't really. That's all I know. And I only remember the drugs. And the yeah. And get fucked
that
up.
That movie's so awesome. Yeah, big dude. That's what made me want to be a stockbroker.
Yeah. The Big Short's a good movie.
Big
dude.
Short is a good movie.
Yeah.
No, I wanted me to. It made me want to relapse. That's
so how much money did Silverstein get?
Dude, a lot.
I think it was billions, dude.
No, it was like. It was just like. It was nine figures, though. It was up there. Damn. It was like probably like. I don't know. It was like 150 million or some.
I mean, that's not that much for fucking two towers, dude.
No. 150 million?
What did he get? Just like building and
shit. Natalie, can you see how much he got real quick?
I'm always wrong with Matt, by the way. I said, I mean, dude, paramedic.
We are always wrong at this podcast.
I'm like, yeah, it's like about 14,000.
We spread misinformation here. Yeah. Someone the other day was like, Derek is like, his politics are off. Dude, you think I take this shit serious? Yeah. You think I give a fuck?
Dude, I'm lying.
Yeah.
I don't know.
No, I'm just busting like balls, dude, but this is like 100% true. Like,
no, I know. I know.
He was at like a doctor's appointment or something.
I was fucking around.
He was at a doctor's appointment when the planes hit.
Yeah. Like, no joke, dude.
He was reading.
Well, that's like 4 or 5 days out of the week. You're a billionaire Jewish real estate owner. Like, yeah. You got a lot of sinus problems to go with that.
Well, just being Jewish, you have the doctor's a lot.
Exactly. Yeah, I was going to say.
I don't like that. I don't like
that.
Oh,
I'm sorry.
Is this what you're talking about?
I just want to see what the...
It's about like compensation for asbestos.
No.
Oh, that was for the workers.
No, insurance.
I was talking about insurance for the buildings actually being hit by plane. I wonder if they called that an act of Allah. I wonder.
A what?
Is that too much?
I liked it.
Thank you.
I liked it. My uncle got exploded. So
Your uncle died?
Yeah, he died.
Where?
The World Trade Center.
Mine too.
R.I.P. Uncle Meade. Yep. What was his first name?
Elvin.
Damn. Yeah.
Is he a firefighter?
No, he was. He was an investment banker, I think.
Mine too.
So it was a little bit of.
Yeah. Wait, hold on. Really?
I also have an uncle that. Yeah. Hey.
Is his name Elvin? Are you guys related?
No, it's not. No.
That'd be crazy.
Damn, yeah. It'd be weird if we were related because they had the same first name.
Maybe they died together, holding each other's hands.
That would have been great. Two Elvins, finally. Yeah.
Wait, your uncle's name is Elvin too?
They were holding hands on the way down.
Yeah, finally. That's fucked up. Another. That's all right. I've actually learned to deal with it.
The thing is that
that would have been cool though, right? I know this is fucked up. I'm sorry, but the
also,
thought's
right?
already there.
Grew up in Brooklyn,
you know how they do like skydiving, like synchronized things. Like if a bunch of groups, people like, yeah, if we're gonna go out, let's give them a show.
Yeah,
and they started doing like a little.
Yeah.
Dance.
Oh my fucking god! Oh wow!
They're like holding hands, doing a circle down.
Yeah, like if you were in 9/11, you would for sure jump out, right? Like naked.
Probably that would be the way to do it.
I mean, I would go out with a bang.
I'll try to set the record for like parachute.
I think I would jump out and I would take a shit as I was going down.
That's how you got to do it.
I'll try to shit so hard that it propelled me upwards.
I'd shit out a parachute. I walk around with a parachute up my ass.
Yeah.
Finally.
I would probably try to
but
make
like, is
a
that tapeworm?
You think you would try to make a parachute?
I would at least attempt to make a parachute, dude.
Yeah.
Use my fucking polo, dude.
Yeah.
Just start jerking off.
Your polos are big enough, dude. Yeah.
You got it?
Jerking off into a parachute.
All right. In a statement, Gerald McKelvey, spokesman for Silverstein. So only 112, $6.7 billion that would be
the
recovered.
First time I was right.
Oh, so he took a big loss.
Yeah, no.
They're talking billions elsewhere in the article, but as far as like the original coverage amount,
I mean that this conspiracy theory has legs for sure.
Mm-hmm.
I mean that's a nice check, regardless.
Yeah,
and he's probably had his money in those airlines because they were like, oh, these airlines,
the airlines
drop.
That hit the.
Yeah, and there was so much inside trading around that time.
Right,
like,
right.
Same thing with COVID.
Yeah, yeah.
They were like, people were trading on the hotels.
Yeah.
On fucking Lysol and shit because they knew it was coming. Yeah. They had that meeting, Bill Gates and Melinda. They had that whole meeting like a month before in New York. And it was just this whole, they had like a fake video, like a reenactment of like, oh, what we would do if there's a COVID attack. And then the COVID thing happens two months later.
Yeah.
I worked for Amazon, dude, and they crushed it, man.
Oh, Amazon.
You were working for Amazon?
Yeah, I was a delivery driver, dude.
I
got laid, I got
I feel
laid
like
off.
You were probably their best delivery driver.
Dude, I fucking crushed it, man.
I feel like you might like deliver, like driving delivery, stocking shelves. I feel like you're the fucking.
You already
man
peeing
at that.
Bottles. Just
what do you do for a job now?
I work for a mortgage company. It's pretty wild, honestly.
What do you do for them? Don't say the name of the company. You'll get fired.
Yeah. No, I just like pre-approve loans.
You approve loans?
Yeah. It's pretty wild, man. It's a wild world.
Over the phone.
Honey, we can't get that.
If
house.
I had the choice, Johnny though, Salami. Dude, I would be a delivery driver 100%.
Hopefully the loan officer, Johnny Salami, likes us, which is just a wild thing to hear.
Yeah, I'm not a loan officer.
What's up, dude?
I'm
you guys like, gay? Sorry, no loan.
Yeah.
You guys aren't fucking
you guys
gay?
So John's like looking over the paperwork. Yeah. He's like, guys, this is all looks good, but do you like farts?
Yeah.
That's fucking...
Yeah. I look into their personality and stuff.
Yeah. Just a neighborhood of all guys exactly like you. Just building an ethno state in Queens. Yeah.
That's hilarious.
So, welcome to Johnny Street.
Johnny, hey. tell everybody where they can find you.
Oh, just the Johnny Salami podcast.
Ethan?
That's it. Ethan Mead Forever on Instagram is a big one. Please.
Gio Perez?
That's a gay-ass name.
Come on, man.
Forever.
I'm never
going to. It's like Wakanda Forever.
Yeah. I'm sorry.
You should change it to Ethan Mead Never.
Ethan Mead.
Come on, dude. Any day now.
That should be the name of your first
Ethan
special.
Ethan Mead, any day
never.
Now.
No, never.
Yeah. Ethan Mead, always.
Instead of like Ethan Mead Forever and then the name of your first special is Never, Ethan I think Mead. It's pretty cool.
Never? That is pretty good.
Always never sincerely? Make it. Yeah. That would be a good one.
Go ahead, Gio.
Gio Perez 86, and I will be at Comedy Dojo April 24th and May 11th with Danny Polachuk. Come check that out.
Don't go to that show. Yeah. All right. No,
go to both.
Natalie is very upset with me because I was supposed to say this up at the top. All right. Our new time for when the episode drops on YouTube will be Saturdays at noon from now on. Saturdays at noon. Our views on our eps are down. Our shorts are up. We got to try to figure it out.
I know some of you guys got to report to probation around that time, but...
Yeah, don't go. Watch
it in the lobby.
Yeah, watch in the lobby.
There's always a wait
in
probation.
In the waiting room.
Watch it. Tell your probation
officer. Let your PO know that you are heavily listening to On the Gate podcast.
This is your community service.
Yes, to reformed criminals. Also, use promo code OTG for a free 14-day trial.
OTG14.
That's what I said, right?
You just said OTG. That's the old code. You can do that and you can get 7 days, but you should do OTG 14.
You should do 14. Because
2 weeks.
Because 14 days is better than seven.
Correct.
That's 2 weeks of every episode, every podcast on gasdigital.com.
All right. Anything you want to close this thing out with? Ideas?
No. That's it. Let's,
you want to wrap
let's
it
get
up?
Well, oh, no. We got a couple more minutes. Let's. What else did you have on there?
This shit's going to take too long.
I think I sent Jorge. What was that clip I sent you, Jorge? I sent you something the other day. I know. I just do it as I'm like, yo, this would be fun for the podcast.
Loop me into those.
All right. I got you.
I got a question.
Go ahead, buddy.
The Joe Brown?
Oh, no. Yeah. That's the last one I sent you?
Yeah.
Dude, can we pull up Camila Cardoza
right now?
What was the question you had, Ethan?
Let's get her. Oh, yeah. Do you guys ever get pissed off like those Danish prisons? Where they're like,
oh,
like
you when I see him.
Oh, we talked about those last time.
I've talked about that.
I've talked about it so many times.
Yeah.
They have like fucking granite countertops and fucking like a full gym. And the guy's like, yeah, they treat us like animals here. It's fucking ridiculous. These fucking
they
places.
Get me mad, and I'm not even a Danish taxpayer.
All right, so who's this?
It's my wife, dude.
Dude,
wait, what's her name?
Wait, you're into this chick?
Yeah. Is that weird?
Are you not?
Yeah, dude.
Dude, you didn't see her in the championship, dude. You crushed it.
How
tall is she?
And dude, she plays for the Gamecocks, dude.
Is it weird that I'm attracted to
this
chick? I
fucking love you, dude. You're a good person.
Jesus, no, Johnny. That bitch is 7 feet tall.
How tall are you, Johnny?
She's 6'7", dude. I'm 6 feet. It's only 7 inches, dude.
That's what I tell women.
Mm-hmm.
So you...
Dude, do you know...
Dude, you might be attracted to powerful women.
Yeah, dude, wait, hold on.
Now she's looking like a bad bitch right now with the
bikini. Dude, she's got a few bikini pics.
Let's go to the bikini pics.
I think.
Wait, she got a fake leg?
No.
Oh,
bro.
She had a sleeve on. What
the fuck?
Damn, for a tall girl, she got no titties.
Wait, hold on. I saw a green one. Green bikini pick. Let's see what we got here. Nah, she ain't bad. She's holding.
Is that weird that I'm attracted to this chick?
I mean, yeah, I'm not into the whole interracial dating thing.
Do you think I would have a chance or no?
No. No.
Just because of my height?
No, I think your whole demeanor would probably scare the fuck out of her.
I think your last name is going to bother her. Like, my name is Johnny Salam.
What's up? I'm Johnny Salam.
No, dude, I'll tell you. I'll tell you wrong, dude.
My name is Johnny Salam. I would like to have you as a guest on my pod.
I think you could woo her.
She's Brazilian, dude.
Is she?
She's Brazilian.
You sure she's not, you know, transitioning over here? She could have been.
Oh, you think she thinks that's a man?
Yeah.
For real?
Could be.
That's fine, dude.
Women are allowed to be huge. Holy fuck.
I don't think so.
She doesn't have a dick, dude.
She's actually in great shape, really.
Look, you notice all her bikini pics, her legs are really tight closed.
Mm-hmm.
And who knows about
this? Nah, you'd see it.
So I'm imagining that since she's so tall, she probably has a rather deep vaginal cavity. Are you going to be able to handle that?
You think a Brazilian chick does?
Yeah.
I don't know, man.
I mean, what are you holding? Camilla, what are you packing?
I'm just thinking,
7 inches
like
that she's taller than you. Can you feel that 7 inches?
I'm just thinking, dude,
cock?
Like if I marry her and we have a son, dude, he's going to be at least D3. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, that's what I'm thinking about.
Yeah, he's going to be the next, Bo Jackson? He's going to be football, basketball.
Bo Salami? Yeah. He's gonna play sports and have a podcast.
Yeah.
Bo Burnham Salami. They're going to name him after the comic. Bo Burnham Salami.
Natalie Jorge, tell everybody where they can find you, my friends.
Watch Gas Digital now on Gas Digital. Yep.
Jorge?
He doesn't want to ever plug anything.
You've said enough.
Don't follow him.
All right. We're out of here. Stick around for the paywall.
I'm starting to think Jorge works for Robbie Goodwin on the low. Oh, damn. Cut that out. Yeah, cut that out. All right.